Where are you at, and what'd you think when you got the call?
Oh, man, I was just excited, ready to go, ready to get the, you know, be a Packer. I've never been so excited in my life, and just have my family here to support me, too, is something that really keeps me going and ready to play. So I'm just ready to contribute to the team and, you know, and get some W's.
Can you contrast the weight of Friday to finally getting the phone call today?
Oh, mostly, really, I feel like a big weight's been lifted off me, but at the same time, I feel like this whole time, Drake for my family was here to keep me relaxed and not nervous and worried about the draft and where I'm going to go. So I feel great about it. I know that my family will support me no matter what round I went to, but I'm just grateful to be off the board now and to be able to be with a team like the Packers to just go out there and now just contribute my athleticism and everything that I have to contribute to the team.
Jamal, how would you describe your style as a running back?
I feel like I'm an old style type of running back. I like to bruise. I like to pound into people a lot. And I feel like I'm a grinder, a workhorse. And like as the game keeps going, fourth quarter, third quarter, you know, I'm just getting stronger and stronger and, you know, and trying to wear the defenses down. So that's what I like to do, and that's how I like to play. But at the same time, I feel like I have the ability to make big runs and score the end zone at any time, too.
Have you watched Eddie Lacy run for the Packers, and do you feel you could fill his void here?
Yeah, I've watched Eddie Lacy run before because he's a big back, and I like big backs in general because I just like the bruising part about the game. I'm not really trying to fill the void. I'm really just trying to come in and do my job. I'm only a rookie right now, and I don't want to put too much expectation on me, but I have my goals. So I just want to go in, do the best I can to help out the team in any ways that they need me to, and hopefully just come out and be out the best.
There's video of you running up a hill. Can you talk about the genesis of those workouts?
It's because my favorite running backs are Walter Payton and Eric Dickerson, and Walter Payton is one who ran hills in the offseason and to do everything he can to make sure that he was the most fit and able, ready to go football player on the field. So he knows, like, he can always keep running and running. And running hills is what you do to get your legs stronger and endurance and everything you can. And if you just keep doing it, it makes everything easier in football. So I pretty much just watch over what Walter Payton has done, and I really just try to imitate him and put it into my game.
You're not old enough to see those guys play, though, right? How did you see
I was just young, and I was just watching videos, and he came across one time and somebody said something about Walter Payton, and then I really was just watching how he ran back in the day, and I really just like how he did everything, and I started researching more about him and watching little videos of what he did in the off season and stuff, and I really thought the heel part of everything and how he worked out in the off season was the best part about him, really, his work ethic when he didn't have to be somewhere and doing it by himself. So that's what I really like about it.
Jamal, what did you do to violate the BYU honor code?
I had a girl in my room.
How did NFL teams respond to you when you told them that was what, quote-unquote, got you in trouble?
Most of them laughed, you know, with a surprise on their face. So it really wasn't a big deal to everybody else, the coaches, and once I told them. They pretty much just laughed and just said, praised me on, like, saying that I'm strong and great for sticking it out at BYU because I could have went somewhere else. But I stayed there because BYU was the first team to actually give me my offer and wanted me for me. So loyalty is a big thing for me, and I'm just grateful the Packers picked me. I can see that I'm going to be loyal to them, too, for what they've done to me and giving me this opportunity.
So was that an easy decision for you because of what you believe about loyalty? Because some guys might have been angry about that and just said, forget this, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Of course. I mean, I was angry, but at the same time, you got to know that it's your responsibility. You made the choice of going to the school and everything. They tell you the rules before you get there. And some people, they might not take it as what they're saying, but until they actually do what they tell you after you break the honor code, you know, then they going to seem like it's the people's fault for kicking you out. But honestly, it's your responsibility to follow the honor code because they tell you the rules, and if you don't, then that's your fault. So I was mad, but at the same time, I just had to grow up and understand that my consequences and my choices are on me, and I can't do nothing about it but except to grow from it, learn from it, and make myself better.
Try to do to stay involved with football on any level during that 2015 year where you were away from the program?
I pretty much just watched my team on the whole 2015 season, just watched my team, text them, make sure they know that I was there for them, and was running drills, running hills, abs, weightlifting, just doing everything I can to make sure that I was still in tight shape and better shape, bigger, faster, stronger for my team once I came back for them, just to let them know that I'm dedicated to the team and I'll do anything for my teammates.
Why did you go to BYU? You're not a Mormon, right?
No, I'm not Mormon.
Why did you go to BYU? Did you have other offers?
No, I had two other ones, but the other two really didn't want me for me. They really just wanted me to just get on the roster, and that's how I felt about it. But BYU actually put time in and actually showed that they wanted me for my abilities and as a running back. And I'm just grateful to go down there. And once they showed that they really cared for me and gave me my offer and they really showed that they wanted me, that just shows that, you know, the loyalty is there now and they're giving me the shot. So I just have to take it and make my opportunities from there.
Can you be a workhorse back in the NFL or are you better off with a – kind of a 1-2 combo?
I feel like I could be a workhorse at the same time, but I know at the same time I still got to take care of my body and do whatever I can to make sure that I'm always healthy and going into every game just as healthy as ever and making sure that I can help my team not being hurt and doing things that's going to hurt the team. So, but I feel like I could be a workhorse, though.
So, Jamal, you were asked about Eddie Lacy earlier. Obviously, he left. Were you aware of what the Packers running back situation was? Were you hoping you might get a call from them? You know who their quarterback is, obviously. How did you view them?
I felt that Green Bay would be a good spot for me. I talked about it, and I thought about it. I'm like, you know, I think I could really fit in with Green Bay and their offense, and they don't really have a lot of running backs, but at the same time, Ty Montgomery did a great job for filling in and playing running back, so I just want to, you know, help out, do whatever I can, and still contribute.
Hey, Jamal, was there much rust to knock off this past year when you did come back? And what do you think enabled you to have the success you did as a senior?
No, I didn't feel like it was rust. It was more excitement than anything. And the first game was really just a comeback game for me, just to get back in the motions of everything. And I feel like I did a great job in my last year. But I still know I can improve on things, and that's what the NFL is for. And I know I'm going to have great coaches teaching me new things and everything.
So where were you, Jamal, during that season when you – because you withdrew from school, right?
Yeah, I was in Scottsdale training with my coach.
Did you have much contact with Green Bay pre-draft?
No, not a lot, but I did talk to the running back coach at the combine, though.
What type of knee injury did you suffer in 2014?
I don't remember, honestly, because I don't be thinking about it. But I know I tore my ACL for sure, but I don't know what else I did.
How comfortable are you as a receiver?
I don't feel real comfortable, honestly. I just need to get more routes out the backfield. My freshman year, I had more routes than I did my senior year. But at the same time, we had a different type of offense, too. So, you know, I feel comfortable with my hands. I feel comfortable with my route. So I'm just ready to catch some balls and do whatever I can, running or catching.
What aspects of your game do you feel you have to work on and elevate now that you're in the NFL?
I feel a little bit of route running if I get out the back. I know I could do swing routes, 5 yards out, but I really want to work on other routes coming out of the backfield. I think that's it. And just working on my hands, my first contact on blocking, too, just to make sure that I get in the right position, helping myself out so I can be in better position to blocking and to protect the quarterback.
What do you weigh right now?
I'm 215.
Do you think you could add 5-10 pounds and still be who you are as a runner?
Yeah, that's nothing. It's just, you know, I've been on the college diet you know, college diet is ramen noodles, oatmeal, you know, the college thing. But I think once I start getting nutrition and everything, then I feel like I have more weight on me, but more muscle in that too. So I just can't wait to get down and be able to get my body right, even more better and more prepared for football than I have right now.